just want a transformed heart. Why? Because out of the heart are the issues of life. And I am ministering to you today and telling you what the Bible says about a heart language. And I love to pray the promises of God. And I pray with my understanding. Of course, I have a prayer list. I pray over my family and a lot of things going on in nations. I pray over like 30 nations every day. They're on my hit list. But also, I let the Spirit pray through me. I don't know what God has for that day. I don't know what I'm going to encounter. I don't know who's going to come up to me with a question, or maybe someone that's sick, or maybe the enemy is going to try to slap me real hard. And so I let the Spirit pray through me. I pray in my heart language. I pray in tongues. And this is a very important program for you because it will show you the benefits of being Spirit-filled and praying in tongues. But before we get into it today, I want to encourage you. I would love to come to your church and do a Jesus encounter. Seeing Jesus in every book of the Bible, it transforms you. So get in touch with us. Now, let's look at the benefits of praying in tongues. One of the benefits we found out is it's a rest and it's a refreshing. It says that in Old Testament and New Testament. So you say, well, were people filled with the Spirit in the Old Testament? Absolutely they were. I mean, go through your Old Testament. You'll see all kinds of things of being Spirit-filled. And maybe today you just say, well, I have some loved ones who desperately need the power of the Holy Spirit. Then stop and call and leave us their names. We will pray that they will be filled with the Spirit, born again, filled with the Spirit. That's so important. So we see Old Testament, the Spirit moved, brooded on the face of the water. We see men that were moved by the Holy Spirit. They didn't just write the Bible out of what they thought. They were moved by the Holy Spirit. They were inspired by the Holy Spirit. And this same wonderful Holy Spirit has fullness for every one of us and wants to soak us. Now, when I pray, you know, as I said, I pray promises that go with problems. I have specific prayer lists. But what if there are things I should pray for that I don't know? What if some people call me or I see them someplace or I'm in another country and I think, oh my goodness, this is a terrible need. I don't know how to pray for it. I'll just let the Spirit pray through me because I have this beautiful heart language. And Paul, when I've memorized a lot of the epistles, I never saw anybody suffer like Paul. I mean, shipwrecked, beaten, stoned, whipped, left for dead one time. And I see all of that with him. How could he endure that? Because I believe he said, I thank my God, I pray in tongues more than you all. How can you pray without ceasing? Well, I pray English. Of course I do. And I pray specific things for specific people, the promises. Oh, I love praying the promises. But folks, sometimes I don't know what to pray. And so I just let the Spirit pray through me. And I believe one of the wonderful ways God has of us to pray without ceasing is praying in the Spirit. Yes, do your English. Yes, do whatever your natural language is. And then let the Spirit take over and pray through you. I'm telling you, sometimes I get in the car and begin praying in the Spirit. By the time I get to church, I am so refreshed. I feel so strong. And then praying in the Spirit makes everything work together for good. Do you need some things to turn around and work for good? Call us. We'd love to pray with you on these specific things. But another thing, I really want you to call and get the power of praying in tongues, the secret to victory, breakthrough, and increase. Oh, folks, you must have this. You just must have this. So call in and get it. And you may want to order two or three or four or five or six or 10. That's fine. Because, folks, we give people flowers, they wilt, we give them candy, make them fat. Give them God's Word. transform their lives. So we see, wow, it makes things work together for good. Now, I know when my son was out in the drug scene and some of that, I didn't know how to pray for him. I took Proverbs 11:21, that was the promise. But there were nights when I would wake up and be very fearful for him. I didn't know if he was sleeping in some park. I didn't know if he was high on drugs. He was into cocaine. And so when I would wake up like that, I would pray in the Spirit. And the Spirit brings a rest and a refreshing to you. And that would help me so much. And maybe you have children, grandchildren that are involved, all kinds of junkie lifestyles. Call us for prayer. We will agree in English, but also we want to agree in the Spirit of God, that God's Spirit gets them. No man can come to the Father unless the Father draw him. So, I mean, I tried to do a lot of things, but the Spirit has to draw. And that's key for us to see how powerful the Holy Spirit is. So be sure you call in for prayer. But let me give you another one. It not only makes everything work together for good, it not only gives you prayer without ceasing, but it helps your weaknesses. You know, I have some weak areas. You do too. And I have noticed praying in the Spirit gives me physical strength. We don't know how to pray for things as we ought, but the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. Sometimes you face a day and you think, oh God, I didn't sleep well or I was up a lot. But praying in the Spirit will give me physical strength. When I haven't had the sleep I need to have, when I've had to travel or be up all night on something and I have to go minister, oh, give me a break. But praying in the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. And so this is powerful for me. And then praying in the Spirit, it kind of keeps the fire burning. I think sometimes we say, well, yeah, I'm Spirit-filled. I have been for a long time. But are you praying in the Spirit? Are you praying in the shower? Are you praying in the bathtub? Are you praying in your car? Do you need the gift to be stirred up inside you? Do you? We can know things, but not be involved in them. Does your heart have holy heartburn because the Spirit prays through you for things you don't know to pray for? Now, I know some of you, all of this is kind of crazy to you. You say, well, haven't you read 1 Corinthians 13? Tongues have ceased. Yes, it says tongues will cease, but in the same place it says knowledge will cease. So has knowledge ceased? Then why do you take tongues out of context in the Bible? Folks, these are excuses that keep us from the power of God. And so I've given you a lot of promises in here of what the Holy Spirit will do, the benefits of this for you personally, you know, for your family, for your church. So be sure you call in for your community and get the power of praying in tongues, because it will bring benefit into your life. It will bring breakthrough. That's what the Lord told me most of all. Praying in tongues brings breakthrough and it brings increase. I need increase. You need breakthrough. You need increase. And I remember this one night I had a man, had a couple, maybe 12, 15 people come to pray. And, you know, he was from a Catholic background, had gotten Spirit-filled, but kind of maybe a little shaky about it all. And I'll never forget, after an hour of praying in the Spirit, he said to me, I have never felt the presence of God before, but I felt His presence tonight. Do you need His presence? The Holy Spirit brings His presence. That's so important for you. So important above everything else. Money, health, wealth, relationships, His presence. Nothing is like His presence. So remember, there's a wonderful heart language for you, has your name on it. It's going to sound strange to your brain, but not to your heart. And it's a step of faith. When you got saved, you called on Him. You repented of your sins. You invited Jesus to come into your heart. When you get Spirit-filled, it's a step of faith. It's a step of faith. They ask and they begin to speak. I want you to ask and begin to speak.
When I first heard about praying in tongues, I was very interested. I believe I was about 7 years old, and it sounded like something that I would definitely want because it was described to me as a prayer language that I could talk to God in my own language with Him.
I think I was in second grade, and they told me, hey, you're gonna see the power of God move in your life when you learn to do this. I was all about it. I was excited when I heard about praying in tongues for the first time.
You're praying God's will. You know, we're supposed to pray. Jesus told us, you know, pray God's kingdom come. And that's what we're doing when we're praying in tongues. We're asking God's kingdom to come into the situations that we may be faced with, you know, and into our daily lives.
Every Christian I've met that prays in tongues and has a prayer life and has a prayer language says that it's a huge benefit to their life. Praying to God in my own native tongue of English is not as satisfying as just praying in tongues and praying in English. I love both, and I think that to do them both together, and I never have them be exclusive to each other. They're always together.
It gives me the ability to have boldness, to have courage. You know, when I'm fearful, it gives me courage. When I'm worried, you know, it gives me peace, and it just helps me to know that, you know, God is on my side, and I'm praying His will into the situations that, you know, I'm living in and that I'm in, so that I can have the security to know that God is with me. That's a free gift that God wants to give you. It's not something that you have to have, you know, to enter the kingdom of God and enter heaven, but it's something that is definitely worth having in your life.
Do you want the key to victory, breakthrough, and increase? In Marilyn and Sarah's 2-CD set, The Power of Praying in Tongues, you will discover powerful teachings about this neglected, little-known, widely misunderstood secret. This anointed teaching will help you receive clear direction from the Lord so that you avoid pitfalls and step into blessings. Fill your heart and home with supernatural peace. Pray powerful, mountain-moving prayers that are perfectly aligned with God's good plan. Be strengthened, refreshed, and rejuvenated, even in stressful times. We will also send you Sarah's 2-CD set, Help Equals Holy Spirit. Enjoy a deeper walk with your helper, comforter, and counselor, the Holy Spirit. Along with these 2-CD teaching sets, we'll include Marilyn's classic booklet, Spirit Filled. Find out the essentials of walking in harmony with the Lord and the joy of being filled by the Spirit of God. Request these anointed and life-changing resources now with your gift of $25 or more. Call or click today.
I grew up in a pastor's home, and so I was around church and Christianity and all that stuff for all of my life. But I remember when I was very, very young, one of the most essential things, conclusions that I came to was, you know, I can do all the right things, I can say all the right things, I can follow the Sunday school teacher, but the most important thing I determined early in my life was to have my own personal connection with Jesus. And that decision, that solution actually, has guided my life for all of my years. I want to pray with you now that you would have a personal relationship with Jesus. Whether you've done it in the past or never, let's pray this together now. Say this with me. Dear Jesus, please come into my heart. Sorry for the wrong things that I've done. Be my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you for loving me and setting me free for your design. In Jesus' name, amen.
There is so much to be shared about the Holy Spirit from Genesis to Revelation. But let me just say this to you. Let's just push in and say, God, I want everything that you have for me. I want everything that you have for me. Now, when I look in 1 Corinthians, we see the beautiful gifts of the Spirit, wonderful gifts. And also in Galatians, we see the fruit of the Holy Spirit. So He not only gives us power, but He also gives us fruit to live out the life of Jesus Christ. He enables us to be gentle. He enables us to be faithful and do these things. Now, let me just talk to you a little bit about the wonderful gifts of the Spirit. When you look at them, you find there are three gifts for your brain: the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, discerning of spirits. And I've had those things operate in my life from time to time. But also, we see there are three gifts of power. We see that there is faith, working of miracles, and gifts of healing. And it didn't say, oh, well, you know, you're not spiritual enough. The Holy Spirit has the gifts. And so we let Him work through us. And then we see three speaking gifts. Now, don't get these confused. There's diverse tongues, and interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. Diverse tongues doesn't mean your heart language. You know, when I pray in tongues, sometimes it changes, you know, and I'll have a different language. Sometimes it will sound like Asian. Sometimes it will sound like German. Sometimes I laugh. I have so much joy and rest. Sometimes I sing. But I notice the threefold part here of the Holy Spirit, that He's for your mind, the gifts of the Spirit. He's for power, and He's for speaking. These areas affect our life so much. And I want you to be sure and call in and get the power of praying in tongues, because, folks, you need the benefits. You don't need to just have knowledge. You need to have experience, the experience in the Holy Spirit. And you can even call us for prayer, and we'll pray with you today. This is your day. This is your miracle day. Be sure you get that. But what else do we see? Well, we see these beautiful fruit of the Spirit. We see love, joy, peace. You know, we see long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, temperance. And I personally believe these first three, love, joy, peace, are the fruit we experience for ourselves. When I got born again, I fell in love with Jesus, and I knew how much He loved me. I couldn't believe how much He loved me. I cried all the time because I was so loved. I had such joy. It was unbelievable. And I had peace, because there are three fruit that the Holy Spirit brings into our life. And I believe praying in the Spirit helps. And maybe you feel like you don't have that like you'd like. Call us. We'd love to pray with you. But then also there's long-suffering and gentleness and goodness. And that's three fruit for others. You know, that I am patient with you, that I'm gentle with you, that I'm good to you. So there are three fruit I partake of, three fruit others partake of out of the power of the Holy Spirit. And then there is three fruit God partakes of. Faithfulness. Folks, Jesus said, when I come, will I find faithfulness? Faithfulness, that's very key. The three Hebrew children, they had faith. They said, our God is able to deliver us. But they said, if He doesn't, we still won't bow down. That's faithfulness. God looks for faithfulness in us. And temperance. You know, that we don't just, because He's so good, well, we take advantage of His goodness. We are temperate in our lifestyle. That is so key. Call in, because I'm sharing things with you that you're not going to remember. And so be sure you get the power of praying in tongues. And then the last part here I want to share with you is to stir up the gift that is in you. Those of you who've been Spirit-filled maybe for a year or 10 years or 20 years, are you praying in the Spirit? Hey, you need to pray in the Spirit. Don't neglect the gift that's in you. And then it talks about prophesying and the laying on of hands. Because these gifts and the power of the Holy Spirit, the fruit, they're all really in the package. And there's the laying on of hands. There are people who get Spirit-filled when hands are laid on them. Doesn't have to be that way, you know. You can just ask, how much more will He give the Holy Spirit? You can call us, and we'll pray with you for the Holy Spirit. But there's also the power of laying on of hands. And God wants to use your hands. He wants you as a Spirit-filled believer moving in His power. And I like this in 2 Timothy 1:6. Therefore, I remind you to store up the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. Sometimes you need to get stirred up. You're just kind of in a rut. You need to get out of the box. You used to be on fire. You used to pray a lot in the Spirit. You used to move in the gifts of the Spirit. You laid hands on the sick. But you've had so many problems and so much heartache, and maybe you haven't felt well, and you're just kind of in a rut. Folks, call us. Call us and let us pray with you. You know, let's stir up what God has given us. Now, let's not just say, yeah, I'm a Spirit-filled Christian. Yeah, I pray in tongues. Yeah, I used to pray for the sick. No, no, no. Let's stir up what God has given us. And I'm going to pray for you right now. And I want you to call in if you especially feel stirred. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every person watching this program who wants a new stirring of the Holy Spirit, that right there, wherever they are stirred by the presence of the Holy Spirit. And you're taking away depression, and you're taking away sickness and disease and infirmity, and you're quickening weak bodies. In Jesus' name, amen. Now call us and say, I got prayer. And let us know, because you have a partner or a person agree with you in prayer for this need that we did. I like it that two or three people can agree. And I like most of all that God wants to pour out His Spirit on all flesh. All flesh. And He is doing it all around the world. So why not you?
When I first heard about praying in tongues, I was very interested. I believe I was about 7 years old, and it sounded like something that I would definitely want, because it was described to me as a prayer language that I could talk to God in my own language with Him.
I think I was in second grade, and they told me, hey, you're gonna see the power of God move in your life when you learn to do this. I was all about it. I was excited when I heard about praying in tongues for the first time.
You're praying God's will. You know, we're supposed to pray. Jesus told us, you know, pray God's kingdom come. And that's what we're doing when we're praying in tongues. We're asking God's kingdom to come into the situations that we may be faced with, you know, and into our daily lives.
Every Christian I've met that prays in tongues and has a prayer life and has a prayer language says that it's a huge benefit to their life. Praying to God in my own native tongue of English is not as satisfying as just praying in tongues and praying in English. I love both, and I think that to do them both together, and I never have them be exclusive to each other. They're always together.
It gives me the ability to have boldness, to have courage. You know, when I'm fearful, it gives me courage. When I'm worried, you know, it gives me peace, and it just helps me to know that, you know, God is on my side, and I'm praying His will into the situations that, you know, I'm living in and that I'm in, so that I can have the security to know that God is with me. That's a free gift that God wants to give you. It's not something that you have to have, you know, to enter the kingdom of God and enter heaven, but it's something that is definitely worth having in your life.
Hey there, I want to encourage you to download our app on your phone. You're like, really? Serious? Absolutely. We have some amazing things on our app, really convenient for you. We have today's program. We have opportunities to pray for you. We have places for you to give and partner with us. We also have things that will help you know what events are coming up and group tours that you could join, as well as a Bible reading plan, daily Bible reading plan. This app is super relevant, very convenient, and super helpful for your daily living with Jesus.
Hey, we just came out with a brand new book that you totally want to get, called The Road Home.
This book is about the prodigal son, and you want to get a copy because, you know, prodigals in your life, maybe you're a prodigal. You want this book. You need to get in contact with your Heavenly Father, and this book will teach you how to do that.
Buy it today, because all of us need to know our chasing Father who loves us dearly.
I think we nailed that.
That was super good, Isabel. You did fantastic.
Let's just go home.
Do you want the key to victory, breakthrough, and increase? In Marilyn and Sarah's 2-CD set, The Power of Praying in Tongues, you will discover powerful teachings about this neglected, little-known, widely misunderstood secret. This anointed teaching will help you receive clear direction from the Lord so that you avoid pitfalls and step into blessings. Fill your heart and home with supernatural peace. Pray powerful, mountain-moving prayers that are perfectly aligned with God's good plan. Be strengthened, refreshed, and rejuvenated, even in stressful times. We will also send you Sarah's 2-CD set, Help Equals Holy Spirit. Enjoy a deeper walk with your helper, comforter, and counselor, the Holy Spirit. Along with these 2-CD teaching sets, we'll include Marilyn's classic booklet, Spirit Filled. Find out the essentials of walking in harmony with the Lord and the joy of being filled by the Spirit of God. Request these anointed and life-changing resources now with your gift of $25 or more. Call or click today.
One of the most exciting things I could ever share with you is for you to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. This is one of my favorite things in the whole world. Sometimes I've seen 1,000 people get Spirit-filled. Sometimes I've seen 5,000. Sometimes I've seen 2 or seen 1 or 10 or 20. And so I'm going to give you just a simple way to receive this. What I teach every place all around the world, big numbers, small numbers, just intimate numbers. And that is the number one thing to ask. And Jesus said this in Luke 11:13, how much more will He give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? So don't just sit there dreaming. Say, Father, in Jesus' name, I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So we have to ask. You got saved by asking. Then in Acts 2:4, it said, they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance or shape to the sound. And so, you know, we say, oh, well, I'm just going to wait. No, no, no. It's a step of faith. Begin to speak. And I remember when I first began to speak and I heard these syllables, my brain said, oh, you know, this is crazy. But my spirit knew it was life. And so you begin to speak. So open your mouth right now in Jesus' name and by faith. And don't worry that you don't understand it. It's not a language you learn. It came through your spirit. Begin to speak. I can begin to speak right now. And know according to Romans 8:26-28, that speaking in tongues is making all things work for good.